1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Girl, honestly, COVID or no COVID, we still got it.
Welcome back to InQuartio. Today we are recording on Zoom and not in the studio because there is a pandemic.
There's been a lot of change in the world since we last spoke, and that goes for Voices Rock Medicine too. Frontline workers have been the backbone of COVID-19, and as you know, Voices Rock Medicine is made up of female physicians who are on these front lines.
VRM has become a shining light during the pandemic, using their music skills and health skills together to bring about positive change.
So if you've been following the news in Canada, it's likely you've seen some stories on Voices Rock Medicine.
Yes, and last week, a YouTube video that the choir made via Zoom, singing We Rise Again, was featured in the National Stronger Together or Luanson concert hosted by CBC. Here's a clip from their performance.
Month of being posted on YouTube, the video has had close to 500,000 views and so many positive comments. We have some of the comments here just to give you a sense of how this video has been impacting people around Canada and even broader around the world. YouTube user Anne Burry said, "What a beautiful representation of the heroes helping us through this crisis. Thank you."
Another user, Denise Sevier Fries, said, "These women are triple threats. Highly intelligent, very beautiful, and awesome singers. I should be extremely jealous, but find myself extremely impressed and stunned in awe. Bravo and thank you for everything you do and sing." A beautiful comment from Denise there.
Yeah, and on top of that video of We Rise Again, Voices Rock Medicine has also made a humorous video about the importance of washing your hands to the tune of the famous song Happy by Pharrell Williams. Here's a few seconds from the song.
Because I'm washing, wash your hands in between with soap and do not stop. Because I'm washing, wash your hands all the time to keep germs off of you.
The way that Voices Rock Medicine has been able to move people and rally support and encouragement for frontline workers together during this time really speaks volumes about what the choir is about and what it can do.
We had the opportunity to go to an in-person rehearsal at the beginning of March, just before the pandemic, and speak to the woman of Voices Rock Medicine about their experience being part of the choir.
Here is the interview we did with Dr. Susan Thuin and Dr. Jennifer Arvanites, two members of Voices Rock Medicine. Susan, in fact, was the original doctor who came forward to Cheryl Bauer with the idea of a choir for female physicians, and you'll hear about how she thought of VRM. Jennifer is another original member from the fall of 2019.
At the very end of this episode, we'll give you an update on what's happening with concerts and the rest of the season going forward. We'll also have a preview of one of the songs they've been practicing. How did you first hear about Voices Rock Canada?
My daughter actually started in the group about 3 years ago. She's now 10, so she was 7 when she started. And I just heard about it on a little poster in the community, on a poster in the community. And she loves to sing, and so just signed her up, not knowing anything really about it, and it ended up being an awesome experience for her. And then she convinced her dad to join the adult choir, and that was a year or so after that. And then And then I tried to join the adult choir. It didn't work that well for both my husband and I to be out of the house on a weekday. So then this kind of came about.
Why did you feel the need to start a choir for women physicians?
Well, for me, I really wanted to try to find some sort of hobby, something that would also give just a break from the busyness of working life and raising a family and all the other obligations. And I tried, as I mentioned, I tried to join the choir with my husband, and it didn't work. The first night that I tried to go, I was called in. I was on call and I was called in. And then the second night, one of my kids were sick. So I approached Cheryl first and asked her, just, I think she thought it was a little strange, but I asked her, would you have any room for another choir? And the group of people that I thought I could at least try to reach out to see if they'd be interested were friends and colleagues. So it ended up like female physicians. And yeah, that's kind of where it started.
My next question would be for Jennifer. How do you strike the right balance between your work life and committing time to learn the music?
Oh, that's a really good question, actually. I think our music director makes that quite easy for us because we actually get quite a bit accomplished during practice. So I actually don't find that there's, it doesn't feel like a burden at all in between practices in terms of learning the music. I think we get a fair bit done at that time, but he is really very organized in sending recordings to us so that we can work on them through the week if we need to. And you know, the music is so nicely chosen that the songs kind of ring in our heads over and over again, I find, for days to come after practice. So I think that's how we reinforce it. And it's a, as Susan has mentioned, it's a really nice diversion from the other responsibilities in life. And so it's a pleasure to practice.
And do you find yourself humming the tunes throughout the day?
I do, yeah. I do, even the ones that I didn't think I was going to like that much. Yeah, so it's been a really nice nice way to reinforce the importance of music, I think, woven through the week, not just on Monday nights.
And we know that you did a concert in the winter, right? A concert in the winter, a benefit concert. And why was that important for the members of the choir?
Well, from the... we dedicated our concert to Dr. Alana Frick. She's a female physician who was tragically killed in 2016, so about just over 3 years ago. And, well, we all felt that we wanted to help do something to help her children and with our music be able to not only get the joy out of it for us at the concert, but also be able to, with all the people coming to the show, be able to like raise some money for a cause that was special to us and important to us. And so that's how that came about.
And how do you think it went?
The concert went really well. We had a great turnout. It was sold out, and we were able to raise a very good amount of money for her family. And then I think for all of us, we felt like everything really came together. I know we were all very excited after and very excited to be able to show our friends and family what we had been able to do by working together. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures and read some articles. I know you got a lot of media attention from it. So from that perspective, it seemed like a big success. And it's nice that you've been able to continue from making the original choir from the pilot project into what it is now, right? So could you talk a bit about preparing for a concert and for performance?
Sure. For all of us, I mean, coming from a background of, you know, medicine, and we're all used to working pretty hard, studying, kind of a lot of us are, not all of us, but some of us are type A personalities, like really, really focus hard on things. And I know, especially the weeks getting close to the concert, we were all working very hard at memorizing our parts and learning the music. Both of us drive around quite a bit to like to see patients at their homes, and I know I had it going in the car and singing along as I went. And so I think it was just a lot of practicing like that, and then speaking, like getting in touch with people in the group, and kind of just to you know, think about some almost strategies or how we were going to do certain things. And then right before the concert, we were all very excited and nervous. But, you know, backstage, kind of having the support of everyone around made it good.
Okay, so if Anyone ever has a sore throat or they catch a cold? Do you ever explain the anatomy of the larynx to Anthony?
That's a funny question, actually. But Anthony has spent a fair bit of time educating us on the anatomy of the larynx and the mechanics of singing and the vocal cords. So I think we've all learned a lot. I don't think we have any ear, nose, and throat surgeons, otolaryngologists in the group, thankfully, to shut him down. But he's a good teaser, a good joker, and he often asks us if he's got it right in the way that he's explaining things. But we've actually, I would say it's the opposite. I'd say we've actually learned quite a bit from him about that part of the body.
And both of you can answer this question, but what else have you learned being part of a choir?
I would say I was surprised, like, how much energy singing with this group gives me. Like, sometimes coming even to a practice, like today, for example, it was a very busy day, with work and getting the kids doing this and that and dinner, and just feeling like, oh, I can't imagine I have to now go out and, but looking forward to it. Monday nights literally are my favorite night of the week when we have the practice. But then I realize, like, after we do this hour and a half practice, I actually have this new energy and just feel like so much happier and ready to kind of go on with the rest of the week. So I was surprised how much it really kind of lifted me up.
I would agree with that, and also add that I'm surprised at how focused it forces us to be for that short period of time where there's no room for your mind to wander or have any distractions. There's no temptation to check your phone. There's no running through the grocery list or the things to do list or what's on tap clinically tomorrow. For me, it's 100% attention and focus, which is actually a nice forced break, even much more so than a fitness class or other hobbies or opportunities where it's pretty easy to kind of wander and drift away from it. It requires full attention, and actually, I agree with Susan, you walk out really energized and feeling great, and I thoroughly look forward to that mental break for sure.
Talking a bit more about that, we were looking up some studies, and according to a 2019 study, the rate of suicide attempts committed by doctors is roughly double the rate of like the general civilians. In such circumstances, how significant do you think is it to have a creative outlet like a choir?
I think burnout is definitely a real issue in, well, in many different areas, but definitely in medicine. There's more and more of that. We hear about it and ways to combat it. And so I think this has been definitely, I've heard that different people in the group kind of talk about how this has helped them to balance things and again, happiness and just that relief. And so I really do think something like this is great for people to find, and hopefully other physicians, if it's not something like this, can find another outlet as well.
For sure. And how has this choir matched or exceeded your expectations that you had going into creating Voices Rock Medicine?
It's really exceeded my expectations in terms of the amount of people that have been interested in joining it in the group of female physicians that we have. We started with somewhere in the upper 20s in numbers, and I really thought even starting that, I was so thankful that people kind of took the leap and signed up and gave it a shot without really knowing what it was about. And then now, with our first real season going again, we have 40 people. So a few people weren't able to continue, but we have about 20 more starting that just started, and so I'm really, really thrilled that it's been something people have wanted to do.
So would you say that you didn't expect necessarily that people needed this as much as they do, and then they have kind of come to really benefit from it in ways that you didn't know? Would that be fair to say?
Well, I would say I think that deep down, like, I knew I needed it, and I think I thought, like, my friends and other colleagues could use it. They may not have known that they could, and now they realize they do. So, but yeah, I think everyone has different reasons why they're doing this for sure. Some people have just retired, and it's a way to kind of have some a new activity. There's all people at different stages of their lives, but yeah, I think just the biggest surprise is just how much it seems people are enjoying it and committed to it. And even after we have a practice, we're getting to know each other more. And, you know, you can just feel the real community part of it. So I really like that.
And what about you, Jennifer? What were your expectations going in, and how were they met or exceeded?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sure what to expect. I had sort of a very low threshold of just sort of hoping that I would enjoy singing with a group of people. I came into it with that lens, and I've been really impressed with the level of instruction that we receive, and so that has been a really great surprise for me, and I'm very happy that the group continued beyond the pilot project, because I think we were all sort of hopeful, crossing our fingers, waiting to see if that was going to come together or not. But it's been really great to actually match faces with names for some of my clinical colleagues, because Toronto's such a big place and I didn't train here in the city, so I don't know all the major players in terms of all the physicians in the city. But I recognize a lot of names, of course, from clinical notes that have come my way over the years, so it's really nice to put faces with some of those names and meet some of my colleagues in person. So it's been great.
Let me steal one last quick fun question. We ask this question to all our guests, and we usually do it in the beginning, but we'll just ask you both of you now. If you could sing with one artist, dead or alive, who would it be and what song?
That would have to be Stevie Nicks' Stand Back, favorite song of all time.
And what about you?
I would say I'd like to sing with the group of Great Big Sea. I know they're not all necessarily together anymore, but I'm an East Coaster at heart and love their music. So being up there and rocking with that band would be really fun.
What song?
When I'm Up.
Welcome back. I think that interview perfectly portrays that this pandemic isn't the first time that these women have risen to the challenge and served the community. The concert for Dr. Alana Frick is just another example of giving back, and it was great to talk to Jennifer and Susan about it.
I totally agree. And I'm sure having an outlet like music in a time like this works wonders for keeping people's mental health in its best state.
So now for an update on the rest of the season.
Well, Voices Rock Canada's various choirs have not allowed COVID-19 to come in the way of rehearsals, and they've been able to hold virtual rehearsal sessions via Zoom. Again, it's amazing to see the power of technology in continuing to create a sense of community.
So now for the rest of the season, we haven't actually heard anything from Cheryl or Voices Rock Canada about if the concert at the end of May will be going forward. We assume that it's probably canceled, at least in terms of being live and in person, because of all the social distancing measures right now in Ontario. But we will keep you all updated by posting on our Instagram as soon as we find something out about the plan for the next concert. So make sure to follow us on Instagram at InChoirTO.
When we were at the rehearsal in March, we got to hear the choir sing, "I need a hero." Here's a clip that we'll leave you with. Have a great week and stay healthy and safe out there, folks.